Thank you, Chairperson. We too have some comments on the proposals for the review of this important article of our convention. First, strengthened cooperation under Article 10 is, of course, an important part of the bulwark that we can build against current and future biorisks, including the risks stemming from global inequalities. And in this context, we also support the Russian proposal to reference COVID-19 in paragraph 67. And we support various references to stronger cooperation and partnerships among states, parties, with relevant international organizations, academia, the private sector, and other stakeholders. The Article 10 database was created to assist in this endeavor, and we believe that the review conference should reiterate its support to the database and welcome the use that has taken place. Like Iran and its sixth proposal, we believe that the review conference must also acknowledge the need to improve the database, both in terms of functionality and operation. The claim that the database has proven that it cannot be considered as an effective institutional mechanism for strengthening the international cooperation, we nevertheless find to be too negative and unwarranted. In our opinion, what has been demonstrated is that the database as a standalone measure and in its current shape has limitations, but it was of course never meant to be a standalone measure. It was supposed to have operational support from the ISU, a database system, as the seventh review conference phrased it. But as we know, the ISU is heavily overburdened with a mandate that far exceeds its very limited resources. And importantly, we think the ISU currently does not have the mandate nor the resources to actively help the requesting states and the offering states in crafting their offers and requests. It's not set up currently to help with needs assessments and appraise the relevance of potential redundancy of information provided in the offers and the requests. And one of the main issues identified by the ISU is precisely related to a lack of specificity in requests. So when reviewing the functioning of the Article 10 database, we should, of course, note this deficiency in the operationalization of the database and recognize the potential for significant improvements, which we can come back to in the forward-looking part of the document. We should also note that the lack of information in the database on the fate, so to speak, of the offers and the requests renders it difficult to assess its functioning. And possibly it could also be useful to acknowledge that the database does not include information on many activities that are undertaken under Article 10, hence giving an incomplete picture of the extent of Article 10 relevant cooperation that is taking place. We've proposed some text on this, I think as new paragraph 70 bis and an added sentence to paragraph 71. Second, one thing we're missing among all the proposals is some emphasis on the science and technology advisory mechanism. An important part of that mechanism, should we decide to establish it along the lines of what is currently on the drafting table, that is, an important thing would be to assess not only the risks but also the benefits to the convention of the developments in science and technology. And we think that this should be reflected in the review part under Article 10. And we have also proposed some language to this effect as an amendment to paragraph 60. And finally, as a more general comment, the second paragraph of Article 10 compels us to design our implementation measures in a manner that avoids hampering the economic and technical development of other states, parties, or international cooperation. And this is a very important provision that we need to actively heed as we will design our implementation measures. Yet we also must take care to not adopt text elements that unduly criticize rational and necessary implementation measures under Article 3 and 4, or that create an unwarranted impression that there is generally something wrong with such implementation measures, measures that, after all, are essential to upholding the fundamental reason that our convention exists, namely to exclude completely the possibility of biological agents being used as weapons. So similar to what was discussed under Article 3 on Wednesday, we need to carefully craft language that manages to promote the objective of Articles 3, 4, and 10 without undermining any of them. And we believe that the eighth review conference managed to do this in its consideration of Article 10 and proposed to stick as close to that language as possible. Thank you.
Thank you, German.